We're going to take a look at Yahoo's technical analysis capabilities. There are many websites that have technical analysis built into the website. Some of them want you to buy, well, all of them basically want you to sign up eventually for premium access, even Yahoo now. But you don't need to do just some simple playing around with technical analysis. And as I discuss in the assignment sheet, I don't really know what I'm doing. I don't really trust it. But hey, you might decide it's something that you want to use. So I chose Bank of America. There are thousands of companies for you to choose from to show you how to set up the technical analysis. So here we are on the summary page, which many of you are already fairly familiar with, looking up the market capitalization and the PE ratios and the earnings per share and the like, dividends and dividend dollars, and then dividend yield percentage. But we're going to use the charting capability, the technical analysis capability. So let's choose chart. And I think the default is 1 year. Yeah, we're going to do 5 years. So let's make it a little bit bigger. Charting for 5 years. Okay. And now what we see here is all those D's mean dividend. And if you see S, it means a split. We see what the price has done over the last 5 years, starting back in 2016. So we're going to add just one of, look at all these indicators. And of course, all of them are perfectly useful for you to use. I'm going to use the simplest, and that's the moving average. So notice it says, oh, do you want the 50-day moving average? Yeah, and then there's a few other sets you can, settings you can change, but let's just use the simple one. And what happens is we see overlaid a moving average. What does that mean? It goes back 50 days and smooths out, averages out the prices. And then what we're going to do is we're going to superimpose that. On top of that, we're going to superimpose with the 200 day. And these are the often the most widely looked at in the media, at least. I don't know who else looks at them. And we'll choose a different color just so that it stands out. And so we see now a 200-day moving average, which is even more smoother than the 50-day moving average. And here's where the technical analysis starts to kick in. When the 50-day goes below the 200-day, that's supposedly a bad time. I mean, a bad time, right? That's the death cross. Well, that's the time that Bank of America exploded. But then the 50-day went back above the 200-day. Well, it was kind of too late then, wasn't it? We got a little bit more of a pop. But I guess it was not too late because then eventually it did really, really well. And now we wait until after the 2020 COVID crisis for the 50-day to go below the 200-day moving average. And that was the, by the way, that's the golden cross when it goes above, the 50-day goes above the 200-day. And then when it goes below the 200-day, that's the death cross, but it already had died from the COVID panic of early 2020, March of 2020. And so that was actually counterintuitive. That's the time you should have been buying. So you can see that I'm not a big fan of technical analysis. But others would say, no, Payano's using the wrong indicator. You should be using the Bollinger Bands in this case, or you should be using the Alligator or the Arun Oscillator. I don't even know what all these are. Bollinger Percentage Bands and Bollinger Bandwidth and all these other things that I don't know what the hell they are. You look at all these technical indicators. So you decide whether you think technical analysis is something that you're interested in. I'm certainly not interested in it. I'll stick with my fundamental analysis. Oh, and then what a lot of traders tell me is they say, no, I don't use the 15-day and the 200-day. I use the 15-day and the 50-day, or the 10-day and the 20-day. So you see, when you go to a 15-day and 50-day, there's a whole lot more movement going on. You see where it's moving a whole lot more above and below those numbers, below those moving averages. Well, it just makes sense because it's a shorter time frame. So if we got rid of the, now this is something I wouldn't do, dear students, but if we got rid of the 200 day, looked at the 50 day and the 15 day, and then changed our time horizon to 1 year, then we'd see, oh, plenty of opportunities for the 15 day to go over or below or over or under the 50 day moving average. And I think it's all voodoo. Anyway, so now your assignment is a bonus assignment. And all you have to do is convince me that you know what you're doing, even though you don't know what you're doing, because I don't know what I'm doing. So it should be easy for you to convince me. And it's a bonus assignment. Well, it'll only help you. It won't hurt you. Cool? If you can prove me wrong, I would love to be tutored in how technical analysis can make me a gazillionaire overnight. And I don't believe a word of it. Anyway, try it, and maybe you'll like it. Maybe you'll say, you know what? I really want to investigate this. And there are tons, as I said, websites. Just type in technical analysis. You'll get hundreds of millions of people trying to sign you up for $50 a month. Good luck.